In the ongoing effort to help struggling men, women, and children in Michigan cities, there is one group who's been reaching out to the needy literally for generations. The Capuchin Soup Kitchen has been in continuous operation on the east side of Detroit ever since the Great Depression, starting in 1929. And the Capuchin Friars Ministry in southeast Michigan goes back even further to 1883. That's 130 years of day-in, day-out work. We wanted to find out whether the face of poverty and need in southeast Michigan has changed over so many decades, particularly in the days since Detroit has filed for bankruptcy. So to do that, we turn to Brother Jerry Smith. Brother Jerry is the director of the Capuchin Soup Kitchen in Detroit. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you, Cindy. It's good to be with you.
When we look at soup kitchen operations, Brother Jerry, how many meals did you serve last year?
It was a little bit over a half million, 500,000, and that equates to about 2,000 meals a day on the days that we're open, which is Monday through Friday, basically, and then on Saturday we also serve breakfast and lunch at one of our sites. So it averages out to about 2,000 meals a day on the days we're open.
And did the recession impact the demand for help?
It has pushed up our numbers a little bit, but not substantially. Between 5% and 10%, we've seen an increase over the years, but we think that's due to the fact that now there are many more places where people can obtain food to help feed themselves and their families, and also the fact that many, many people have left the city of Detroit. I mean, we are working in some neighborhoods that, you know, have basically emptied out of a whole lot of people. So, but we're also trying now to work with people, not just feeding them physical food. We're trying to work with things like tutoring and substance abuse, and we're into urban farming now and trying to help people develop job skills, and we're community organizing and trying to help people realize that they have some power and can effect change in their neighborhood. So we feed people in a lot of different ways, and the physical food is just one part of it.
I'm speaking with Brother Jerry Smith. Brother Jerry is the director of the Capuchin Soup Kitchen, which has been feeding the hungry in Detroit since 1929, and actually the Capuchin Friar Ministry in southeast Michigan goes back to 1883, so with over a century of day-in, day-out work. And I wonder, Brother Jerry, you are there helping the people who are struggling. You talk about neighborhoods emptying out, but there are people left behind, and they come to you for help. And when you read and hear the stories about Detroit's many troubles, about the bankruptcy filing, I'm wondering, how is all of that reflected in the lives of the people that you serve?
I think most of the people that we serve are not directly affected by, for example, the proposed cuts in the pensions for city workers. The people that we serve, by and large, are not pensioners. These are people who have very low-paying jobs or no jobs at all. But they are affected by the poor quality of bus service. They are also affected by the fact that the streetlights don't work, the lack of city services. So I think those are the real ways in which the financial crisis of the city affects them.
And I know that you and the other Capuchins go about Michigan, especially southeast Michigan, beyond Detroit, whether it's fundraisers or, you know, greeting donors or raising awareness. As you do that, what do you think that people fail to understand about the face of poverty in our state?
I think that very often there's a perception that people are not motivated to work. And while there is probably a small number of people who really are not motivated, my experience has been that overwhelmingly people want to work. People want to earn their own way and do not want to have to come to a soup kitchen to eat. And I think oftentimes we don't understand that. Secondly, I think that most of us don't realize how difficult life is for people living here in the city. Without a good public transit system, many of our people have to walk long distances to get anywhere they're going, ride bicycles. Medical care is hard to come by. Life is just difficult in many ways, and I think most of us who are comfortable in middle-class lifestyles don't realize just how difficult life is. But at the same time, I want people to know that the people we serve are not powerless victims. I mean, these are resilient people who have many strengths and are survivors, and they're capable of great things. And part of our work, or a big part of it, is trying to help them uncover that and give them the opportunities to utilize the talents and skills that they have.
Detroiters are going to be choosing a mayor in November. They will be choosing the mayor that will be leading the city after Kevin Orr leaves and after the city emerges from bankruptcy. If you could sit down face to face with whomever that mayor, new mayor, will be, what would you say?
I would say, please do all you can to provide employment in some way for the people of the city. I think the keys to bettering the conditions of our neighborhoods and our people is, first of all, employment, and secondly, just as important, education. We really see education as key to being able to work one's way out of poverty. And then at the same time, when people get educated, they need to be able to work with that education and to put it to support themselves. So I would hope that the next mayor would do whatever possible to bring more jobs into the city and to improve our schools.
Brother Jerry Smith, the director of the Capuchin Soup Kitchen on Detroit's East Side. You can find out more about the Capuchin Ministry in Detroit and their constant need for volunteers and for donations. The website is cskdetroit.org. Brother Jerry, thank you so much for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you, Cindy. It's been a pleasure.